right. Oh, please stop applauding. We've come to our last song of the evening. Just want to say thank you very much to our engineer, Joel, who did a wonderful job. Everybody for having us. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night. All right, here we go. This one is Irresponsible. 1, 2, 3, 4. Super Pink. I am Super Pink. This is who was available. That's Thank you very much. Good night.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. We have other people here. Can people hear me? I know y'all can hear me because I can hear my voice on your mics. Hello? No? No.
We've broken it.
Yeah, you see, I can hear somebody. Oh, well, there's volume buttons on your headsets. I can hear you.
Oh, hello, sir.
I can hear you louder than
hello,
me.
Hello, Mr. DJ. That's all right with me, man. That's how I prefer to do this. Your name is DJ, correct? That's why you became
Absolutely.
A DJ? Okay.
Yes.
Mr. J.
Yes.
Good to see you.
I am Mr. J.
My name is Super Pink. I'm here from space and the future. Mostly like to just play guitar.
But is the guitar from the future?
No, I got here in like 1890 and I had to wait for the guitar to be invented, and that was really difficult.
I don't know. I think the guitar was invented before 1890.
Yeah, but not the electric guitar.
Ah. Well, let me see if that works. That works better. I've been improvising this entire time cuz
then what's this script for? I spent all night on this, DJ.
And I didn't rehearse.
Gosh.
What can I tell you?
All right, well, let's just make it up. That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll do it live.
Clearly. We're going to have to do it live.
Okay.
All right? So you...
Yes.
All right.
That's fine. You don't need to get too into it, man.
No, I'm clearly not. I'm clearly not getting into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you there. But anyway. Since you're here from the future.
Yes.
Is now anything like you had anticipated from the future?
Oh, yeah, well, we know what it was like. We got history books. It just, gets condensed a lot.
Are they books?
Are they books?
Books are more expensive. Only the rich have books.
Are you sure about that?
In my time, yeah, books are super expensive, and they're all printed on hemp paper.
I don't know. Hemp is pretty cheap.
Not in the future.
You see, I don't have that frame of reference. I just can't grasp that that kind of concept.
That's all right, man. You don't have to for a long time. Frankly, I don't either. Like, who's good at economics who just plays guitar?
I don't know. There's something inherent about music that makes it makes the numbers compute.
Not to me, man.
You ever heard of Brian May?
I was going to say Brian May.
Oh yeah, Brian May is he's an astrophysicist. Or yeah. I thought he was an astronomer.
Astrophysicist. Astrophysicist, like big physics dude.
He's a mega nerd, basically.
Okay. I did know that, but that's one.
Exception that proves the rule.
Okay, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for having us. We really had a great time in your wonderful studio. Joel's great.
And you sounded great in the monitors out in the hallowed halls of WMFO here. So.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I mean, script aside, I had to make that comment.
Yeah.
So.
Your compliment was shorter than what I wrote in the script, but I appreciate that anyway.
You had a few pages.
It was actually its own part of the script. It was a chapter. It was a scene.
All right. I'm gonna have to consult this script here.
I highlighted it in yellow. And
I was reading the pink.
Oh, those are my lines. Yeah.
So the all of those superlatives, that funky dance type stuff.
Yes, that was. What's okay? We'll do it next time. I got another script for my next interview that I'll give you, and then we'll do it correctly.
And that will be sometime what?
Probably tomorrow.
I'm sorry, I can't make it tomorrow. So you're gonna have to send that script to somebody else, and he'll be even less rehearsed.
Oh, that's all right. I work with musicians, so I'm okay with that. With working with people who haven't rehearsed.
I would know.
All right. Now we're gonna be dragging other people into this.
Yes, but
so when it comes to the rehearsals, like how crazy is that? I mean, because you're dealing with somebody from the future. Because, I mean, they know a lot of crap that you don't yet.
Well, it's a lot of I'm gonna be late, and then Luke
Luke will say, "I know," because he's from the future.
But does he back it up? I mean, when you have somebody from the future, that is a wealth of information that you need to tap.
Not really. I'm from too far in the future that it's like not useful. You know, like what do you know about 1500?
Wow. AD?
Yeah.
Or BC.
Or BC? I mean,
in the future we call it BZ before zero. Ooh. We also don't, but on the moon I'm from, we don't use years. It's considered too terracentric.
Oh, so you're from that kind of future.
Yeah, man. Real far. Well, just not because, you know, no one uses the Earth calendar anymore because most people live on a moon.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm buying it. You're going to have to sell that to me a little bit more.
I don't have to. It's coming.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you really sure?
Yes, in every pitch.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
It's all right. You don't have to believe me, man. You know, we can just talk about music. That's really what I'm here to talk about.
Yeah, so
the future thing, like, I don't, you know, who likes talking about home?
Do you know Sun Ra?
Not personally.
He's also from a moon and from the future.
Not personally.
Okay.
All right, well, screw this script here. All right. So the super pink band here.
Yes.
How did this conglomeration come together?
We all are a wedding band on off time.
Okay.
We also do divorces and funerals. And if you...
That is an untapped market.
Yeah, tell me about it. And if you do all three, you get a discount. You know, hit us up. And believe me, if you have an all three close together, you're going to need the discount.
Well, if you have all three close together, that's like called a pandemic.
Yeah, we did great during that time.
I bet.
Is that why you came back here?
Yeah, that's really why I came back for the market. No, not really. I came back well before that, and I didn't try to come to this time period. I just said, yeah.
Why would you choose to come back during that time period?
Yeah, I did.
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously. Anyway. So what are the influences that you bring to that, cuz I mean I was grooving out there in the halls.
Yeah, so. Well, we play a genre from the future called life metal. It's what a lot of people listen to. I'm from I was raised on a moon called St. Betsy's school for displaced clones, which the entire moon is a school. Mm-hmm. But it's not very well terraformed, so you can't go outside or you'll freeze to death.
Oh, you died before you froze to death.
No, it's partly terraformed. So there is air, but it's not very good.
So it's like the Midwest.
Precisely. It's like the Midwest.
Of Earth.
Of Earth. And in my time, Mars, which is now called New Australia.
New Australia?
Yeah, because they were the only ones who could handle it.
Well, you said, all right, so New Australia, was that before or after it was named Mar-a-Lago?
It wasn't called that.
I don't know.
In my time.
I saw those history books, and I mean, it was Mar-a-Lago is not that far in the future from here, from 2024.
You know, it's possible that got erased in one of the Great Martian Wars.
Revisionist.
Yeah, the Second Emu War. Yeah, there was
that,
a second.
That makes a little more sense.
They let the emus loose on Mars again, and there was another emu war.
I mean, because that first one was just awful.
I wasn't there, but I'm told it was pretty difficult.
Well, it's in the free history books now.
Okay.
So,
however, the Koala Wars. Oh, God, you don't want to talk about those.
Is that why it's called New Australia?
No, because they just took to it so well, the Australians, to Mars. Have you been to Australia? They look the same. You know, like what they call the bush, like the really wilderness part of Australia, looks almost just like Mars.
The outback.
No, I don't know about Australia.
All right, mate. That's cool. You could have fooled me with that way of talking.
I have Australian friends.
Yeah? You don't sound very close to them. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Nah. I'm not good at accents, so.
That's cool, man. You know who
it's a special talent, not being talented.
Yeah. Ugh. Been there.
I mean, that's why I've been doing radio for 20 years.
Mm, that checks out.
Yep.
So how'd you get into this job? Let me interview you. You know?
It's really boring.
Mm.
I mean,
are we helping?
I absolutely not.
Okay.
No, but so you're a wedding band who plays funerals and
divorces.
So, I mean, have you done all three in a day?
We've done two weddings and a funeral in a day, and we've done one funeral and one divorce in a day. We haven't done a whole triple header yet.
No.
Yeah. But the funerals go really hard.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a dead crowd, though.
Mm.
Oh. What that?
I mean, well, it depends. Are only the deceased invited to these gigs?
The good ones, yes.
So now you're getting into some Santa territory here.
No. It's we did a couple of gigs for a mortuary club. The morticians, they have several clubs where they get together, because they really let loose. Have you ever met a mortician?
I cannot say I have.
They are wild, man. No inhibitions, those people. You know, immune to sadness. Let me tell you.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, mortician. Yeah. I.
And they really know where to get drugs.
That makes way too much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So tell me about this new Australia. I think I want to move there now.
Well, it won't be set and fully terraformed. They start terraforming it in like 2100. It becomes livable in like 2120-ish, but it's pretty tough. You got to have like one of those oxygen masks.
I have no problem with masks.
Okay.
I mean, I'll be...
Well, it's expensive.
2120, I'll be...
The oxygen...
100 years old.
The oxygen is very expensive. That's the problem.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Mars.
Yeah.
It is what is now Mars.
Mm-hmm.
So... But all right, so what? When is your next wedding?
Well, what I'd really like to talk about is our next show, which is tomorrow at the Cantab. If you choose to get married at it, that's cool. If you choose to get divorced at it, that's also cool. If you choose to die at it, please do that outside.
Yeah, you don't want to die outside. You don't want to die inside the Cantab.
Of course, no. That's a tough place to go. You don't want that to be your last memory.
No. I mean, there is a lot of history behind that place, but to die there...
But we don't want to add to the history, you know?
No,
we want to keep that history.
That kind of history.
Yeah.
No, all right, so you have your next show at the Cantab. What else is going on for the next year of our Fonz 2025?
Well, we are currently working on an album called Regular Songs.
Regular Songs, okay.
Yes. It features regular songs. So
where's the B-sides? I want the irregular songs.
Well, that's all the stuff that we have now, and we're going to work on more of those.
Is that what you played tonight?
We played Life Metal, some Space Disco, and a little bit of Secular Gospel, which is also called Book.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
So.
But so we have all these wacky genres, and they're usually themed, so we're trying to do one that's a little bit more straight ahead, hence Regular Songs. That will feature I'm a Train. Every band has a train song.
I mean, not that kind of train song.
Well, they should, and they will
soon.
Yeah, it becomes government mandated in a little while.
Crazy. All right, I don't want to be part of that. Ozzy, what was that?
Ozzy's got a few.
Ugh. I mean, those are fine, but I'm talking actual, like that band train.
Well, all their songs are train songs, if you think about it.
Well, duh, but I mean, but do we have to contend with that on New Australia? I mean, come on.
No, New Australia actually has a big klezmer scene, which really helps the economy boom.
Okay.
Psychedelic klezmer. Klezmerdelic, as they call it.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds real good. All right. So let's get into some music. Let's play some Friends of Yours.
Cool. Okay.
All right. And so we're going to play some Bermuda Search Party. This is called Shiver, 91.5 WMFO.
Her bones for fins. I dipped my feet but wouldn't dare jump in. She said, my dear, it's life over limb. It's the fear of drowning that helps us swim. We'll shiver. For bones, for fins. She let out a laugh when she pulled me in. And I will shiver. Oh, 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 oh. Will shiver.
91.5 WMFO. All right, now my mic works, so now we have more mics. Now you're on.
Yo.
There you are. All right. Do we have all the working mics?
Hello.
Yes. All right. Awesome. So I do want to thank On Air Mellow Max. He's been an amazing help with tonight's installment of On the Town with Mikey D, because I tend to have a breakdown every time something breaks down here. So anyway, thank you, Mellow Max, officially out in the world. I know you're still in the station somewhere, but anyway, all right. We have Super Pink here.
Hello, DJ. How's it going?
So how did the name Super Pink come up? I mean, was that given to you at birth or?
Yeah, it was given to me at birth by the nunnery that I grew up in. It was the name of an explorer who, helped terraform the first moons of Jupiter.
Okay.
Which we now call Big Red.
Jupiter is Big Red?
Correct.
Okay.
It's been Big Red for a long time, man.
Yeah, but now it's official.
It will be official?
Yeah, it will be official.
In 2120, you said? No, wait, that's when...
No, the 2400s is when it gets,
okay.
It gets terraformed and people move there.
Do people only live on the moons?
Yes, of the gas giants.
Right, because you can't live... I imagine it's all just a big swirling orb of gas. You can't live in it.
People tried. They died.
And they died.
Oh, they've been trying that in this age. I mean, I can only imagine where Super Pink, the age where Super Pink came from, where they were. I'm sure they were like little, you know, spherical things attempting to orbit Big Red. And yeah.
So what happened was, remember that billionaire who got crushed in the bottom of the ocean recently?
There was like only one?
A year or two ago?
I thought there was like four.
Well, you know, the submarine.
Yeah.
That happens like all the time in my time. People are always thinking they can land on Jupiter, but they won't listen to the scientists who say, like, no, there's no floor. They just go, I'll build one.
Right.
And then they're like, dude, you don't understand. You're going to be crushed under the weight of like 10,000 terras. That's what we call Earth in my time.
Hmm. So Earth is terra?
Correct.
I have the same problem with clouds.
Yeah, man.
I'm pretty sure I could walk on a cloud, right?
I would imagine because they look so bloody comfy, you know?
You could, but not for very long.
No.
Yeah, that's really the distinction. I mean,
maybe just a cat.
It's like, not even. It's like one, two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
One and a half at most.
Yeah, seriously. One and.
Well, that's all you need for a nap.
Are you? Not my kind of nap.
You're a heavy sleeper.
Yeah. A couple minutes, that's it.
Oh, no.
Super Pink, what is your namesake like? What was he like when he was...
He was a horrible person.
He
killed lots of people.
Oh.
Yeah. The church I'm from does not recognize him as the person who he ended up being, you know?
And you got named for him...
Because I'm adventurous. And also because I am a... You know, we're all clones at the school I'm from. And they didn't have a direct person I was cloned of. See, most clones who go to the school are a copy of or a failed copy of like a JFK or an Abe Lincoln.
Like they have record.
Precisely, yeah. And I was like a mush. Like they didn't know what I was made from. So they named me after an explorer because I turned out to be adventurous. I know.
So tragic.
Yeah. It stinks.
What, do you feel like
they treat you worse?
Have you reclaimed the title, do you think?
That's what I hope to do. I mean, I'm trying to reclaim it in this time so I don't get named after him in the future.
Uh-huh.
Ideally.
Yeah.
What was the whole process of getting back to this time? And can you go back?
I can't
go
back. No, because I
Because you can or you can't or you don't want
to. I literally can't. We have these like cannons in St. Betsy's that like send the capsules that give us food because we have to import food, right? It's essentially like a giant bullet that contains food. Also, when it gets there, it gets really hot, so it's pre-cooked. And So what I did was I enlisted one of the Albert Einstein clones to help me get in one of those bullets. And we have these things, like we have these, so around the asteroid belt, we built a black hole and then turned it inside out.
Yep, I'm picking up where you're going.
Right, mm-hmm. So you know how a black hole, you get time slows down when you get closer to it?
Right, because of the gravity.
Precisely. When you flip it, it allows you to go back in time if you hit it at the right angle.
Super Ping, can you explain the difference between a black hole and a wormhole?
No. I've just played the guitar. Oh. This is why I enlisted my friend who's an Albert Einstein clone.
Well, the wormhole is theoretically at the, like, after the event horizon, after you
That's something else, you know. Wormhole is location. The white dwarf is what we, you know, what we call that thing in my time, and it makes things go back in time. People would use it to look younger. You fly close to it for a while, it makes you artificially younger. But I got caught in its gravitational pull, and I got rotated around it for a long time.
So you went a lot further back.
So I went a lot further back in time. Yeah.
So you have no colleagues or comrades from your time.
Correct.
That you've seen.
Yeah. But as far as I know, no one else has done this. I just had to get out of St. Betsy's because they keep you there until like adulthood. They don't plan to release you.
And how old is adulthood in your time?
80
what?
Cycles of the moon, of the most outside moon of the system that you're in.
Okay.
So they do use a form of years, but it's not as standardized as it is in my time. You would know it as roughly 45 years.
So what will happen, assuming you don't die of an accident or something?
I don't know.
Do you plan to live until you're born?
I plan to just live as long as, like, they don't kill me, you know? I've been chased out of a lot of towns as
Who's
a
that?
Witch.
Who is they?
Just anybody. Usually, like, some kind of zealot. People are very afraid of me when I play the guitar in, like, the 50s. I couldn't play guitar in the 50s. They chased me out of town, you know?
They weren't ready.
They weren't ready, yeah, exactly.
Super Pink, how old are you then?
I don't know. At least, like...
Give a good estimate, bro.
Like 400 years. It's horrible.
Terran years,
yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
I forget
you
so
all
much.
Clearly rehearsed. Holy crap. I really should have paid attention to that script. Why did I have to read only the pink lines?
It's all right, man. That's the only good ones, you know?
Wow. And this was on the script. All right, I feel like a fool here.
Join the club, brother.
I think we've all learned a lot.
I was going to say, we've learned a lot about Super Pink's past. I think these are just questions coming
off
the
cuff
that we're all thinking.
Future.
Yeah, you just read that. So I'm not buying that for a second. I saw you just flip the page. Ugh, good Lord. So.
Well, this is just my life story, you know?
No, it totally makes sense. So in these regular songs.
Correct, yes.
Are you going to be exposing any of your life story into it? Or like, what's this album going to be like?
Notice it. It's just going to be some regular songs. You know, mostly, like, songs from my time that I'm trying to remember. But it's been a while.
Okay. Well, I mean, secular gospel is hard to do.
Yes, it is hard to do. Also called book.
That's right, book. Book songs are real hard to do. So, I'll have to remember that for other people, because a lot of people are trying to do secular gospel, and... I think just calling it book will help them immensely.
It's established in my time. We have lots of book stations on the radio.
Excellent.
And on the intranet.
intranet.
Yeah, which is the internet that goes. So internet doesn't go between moons.
Yes.
So we have a like rudimentary form of it that is broadcast just, by satellites for like email, YouTube, and Ask Jeeves. That's what everyone uses. Ask Jeeves comes back. Yeah.
Okay.
Email. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's never going to die.
Yeah, emails.
I mean, internet, like what he described. Yeah,
that's the net where you can hire interns. Yes. That exists as well.
Internet. I mean, it would be what we had called
LinkedIn
receptionists. Like, I'm talking about the human form, not the internet form.
I see.
I mean, LinkedIn, yes, but it would be like receptionists or secretaries, what they used to call secretaries. You know, that kind of thing. But, I mean, that would be internet.
I used to work there as an intern at the internet. It was very tough.
Well, I
had to pay them, unfortunately, to work.
Well, I mean, but as far as I recall, it would be, you know, pretty far advancing. I mean, you don't stay an intern at the internet for very long. I mean, you pay those dues pretty dang quickly. So
depends on how many interns you get hired, you know? It's very political.
It seems to be an endless pool of interns waiting. So, you know. I read the script.
Okay, good. Yeah. So. That was fast. It's very impressive.
Well, I mean, I had to steal it from your rhythm section, but anyway, we're running out of time here.
Oh, okay.
So we gotta drive home the Earthbound biz.
Okay, the Earthbound biz. Well,
yeah. So
we are playing tomorrow.
At the Cantab.
At the Cantab Lounge, downstairs.
I was gonna say, is that upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs, sir.
They host music in both floors.
Yes, I am very old. Excellent. But I play downstairs at the Cantab. And it's going to be really fun. We got some good dance
bands.
Who
is playing with you?
These guys.
I mean, like other not super pink bands.
Neon Cowboy.
And it's going to be a really good time.
And so what else is going on after tomorrow? Like what's going on in, you know, Earth year 2025 for Super Pink?
Well, you know, I'm mostly working on regular songs. I'm also working on, I have a friend from France and we're working on a French house album, but he just calls it house.
But it'll be French house here.
Correct.
When you come,
when we tour it in France, it's just called house.
Right. But when you're back here to promote it, it'll be French house.
Correct.
Maison.
Over there, it's Maison.
Maison, yes.
Yeah. And we were just really, really happy to be here. Thank you so much for having us, Mr. DJ.
Thank you for coming in. We don't get music that funky in here too often. So that was very enjoyable and way too brief. I was hoping you'd play a little longer.
Oh, then it sounds like we played exactly the right amount.
Yeah, damn it, that's true.
Better to leave them wanting more.
Definitely left me wanting more. So go check out Super Pink at the Cantab tomorrow. What was the other band? I totally forgot.
Neon Cowboy.
And there's a third.
Neon Cowboy.
Not for the life of me remember it.
Dude.
But they'll be there.
What kind of promoter are you?
Not a good one.
Terrible.
I'm 100 years old.
That's why I wasn't exactly looking at you, Mr. Super Pink.
Yeah, I am. You know, I'm really old. I forget a lot of things.
Exactly. Since you're estimated 400 years old, I mean, you can forget some things.
It happens all the songs.
But we can't. What's that?
Songs.
Yeah.
You know, my own history.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we can't exactly rely on you for that kind of reliable information. So I was looking to your band here who are a little more with it.
Guess yes. Method is playing.
Guess Method? Okay.
Tomorrow.
Thank you! So it will be a good time tomorrow night at the Cantab downstairs.
What time?
We hit at 8:30.
8:30. Is that doors or is that when you start playing?
That is when music starts.
Sweet. All right. Yes. Thank you so much for coming in. I know I had to coax the majority of you in here, but was it worth it?
We'll let you know.
I mean, now that we're completely off the script because you kind of didn't finish it, but.
We are the script.
You are the script?
Not the band.
Not the band script?
No, that they don't like to talk to us anymore.
I would imagine.
We went off book too much.
Played really?
Too much book.
You yeah, played too much book? That sounds like Train. Ugh. Anyway. thank you.
Well, thank you very much
thank
for
you
having
all
us.
For coming in.
Thanks.
I hope you come back when, you know, regular songs is ready to be consumed by the general public, at least here in 2025. Maybe 2025?
Is that the year? Yeah, okay, that sounds about right.
I mean, it will be the year in 3 weeks.
Oh, goodness me. Well, yes. Thank you again for having us.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, it's almost time to wrap up, so I'll let you break down your stuff.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you very much. And now you're gone. All right. It is time to close out the show. But fear not, next week, Andrew will be here. We'll have more live music, more recorded music, all great music, Boston and New England music. Oh, no, wait. Andrew will not be here. Ha ha, I just remembered. It's Christmas. So Joel will be here. Producer Joel will be here spinning 3 hours of Boston and New England music. If I'm so inclined, I may come in and barge. But anyway, thank you again to Super Pink. I'm going to close everything out with a holiday song. This is from Only One and Gene Dante. This is My Christmas Gift. I'll see you next time, 91.5 WMFL.
Sparkle in the sky. Now it's seasonal and true. The day's perfection circumscribes my Christmas gift to you. Just beyond the mistletoe, my helpers try to play it cool. Delivering this magic so, my Christmas gift to you. Precisely none of its shimmer or its shining. Through Christmas cards each year I'm signing with love. 100 years won't be enough to demonstrate I know the truth. I'm so surprised at all my luck. My Christmas gift is you. My Christmas gift to you will lose precisely none of its shimmer or its shining. Christmas cards each year I'm signing with love. 100 years won't be enough to demonstrate I know the truth. I'm so surprised at all my luck. My Christmas gift is you. My Christmas gift is you. My Christmas gift.
media is dying. Corporate conglomeration is putting fewer voices on the air, set to serve the masses in the most profitable way possible. Automation has taken the human soul out of music and turned radio into a commodity. But there is hope. We are WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we are committed to bringing you live radio from real people. We're not here to make money. We're here to make awesome radio. You'll hear every genre, time period, and political slant on our airwaves. If it's good, we'll play it. If you think that's worth supporting, drop us a small tip at donate